I think the assumption that Lord's Day 1 falls on the first Sunday of the year is a good assumption. I think that's what we should go with. I also want to talk about, before you remember that everything, but before you make the changes, let's go over a few more things. The structure of the blog posts. They look good. They're awesome. I don't want to mess with it too much. I like the idea, the catechism questions still up in the top for the week. Today's emphasis is good because that's where Dr. Jim can talk about whatever he's going to talk about on the daily basis. That can go in there. The scripture readings, I think that as far as I could tell, as far as I'm following along, and I am reading them. I didn't read them today or yesterday. We've had some mess ups this week, but as far as, and I mean, what I mean by that is them being sent to me. I know that they reflect the same thing that's on the blog post. I'm looking at the blog post now. The scripture readings, as long as they maintain this structure, where, for example, on Lord's Day 1, it refers to that I am not my own is in the answer, and then it refers to 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. As long as the verses that he goes over are in there as are part of the proof text or back up what's being said or taught, that's awesome. I want to keep those scriptures like that, so they're relevant with what's being taught that day, or they're the proof text for the catechism answers that he's going over. And from the reformers, I think that it should be that way too. It should maintain focus on what we're talking about. Again, if it goes into the Belgic Confession to prove what we're talking about, that's awesome, or whatever. But as long as it's showing that the reformers are agreeing or affirming what's being taught on that day's questions would be good. And I do love the reflection questions because it causes people to think. Does that make sense?